Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void. We're prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Tony Khan is a fucking coke hound.
Oh, JP.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Eat, Sleep, Suplex, Retweet.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back once again. It is now season 19 of Saturday Draft Live here on Eat, Sleep, Suplex, Retweet. My name is David Hockney, and we are kicking off a brand new season with new competitors, new teams, new analysis, and new excitement on the road to the 2024 Royal Rumble. But I'm not here alone. I am also joined by one of my co-hosts, Ryan Dalglish. Ryan, how are you?
Fan Darby Dozy, I'm back in Saturday Draft Live, my home in podcasting, and I cannot wait. Let's get started, David.
Yeah, you know what? No better way to kick off a new season than just get stuck right in. And quite an interesting opening week this season, because we have three top scorers this week, all with the same score. And I think we're summoning the devil here, because we've got a 666 on our hands here. So we'll start off with AEW. One of our 6-point scorers this week, Christian Cage, successfully defending the TNT title against Adam Copeland with some very unconvincing acting from Shayna Wayne hitting Edge with the title, allowing Christian to retain. Ryan, do you think Christian was a bit of a risk losing the championship at this stage, or do you think whoever drafted Adam Copeland would be the one to get some early points on the board?
I think he's a fine choice. It's a very short season, so it's a very short risk window to drop a belt. But they also can't compete in the Royal Rumble. So that's usually my analysis of this season is, can they be in the Royal Rumble? Yes. Okay, they're good. but no, I think having a belt's fine. He's not going to drop it. He's already had a defence, and that is for Gary. So Gary would be happy with that.
Yeah, very good. And then we'll jump straight over to Monday Night Raw. We have World Heavyweight Champion Seth Rollins, another first-round pick from Gary, retaining his championship over Jey Uso. Get some 6 points on the board, which is very, very good for Gary, because, you know, seeing how well he did last season, which wasn't too great at all, I think this has been a very, very good week for him. You know, two of his picks getting title defences straight off the bat.
Oh, definitely. You got to take them in such a short window. Like, you can't slip up. So, Gary will be absolutely pleased with that.
And then our third 6-point scorer this week, someone that might be a bit of a dark horse this season, because he's been a bit under the radar for a while, Drew McIntyre. Obviously getting the win over Sami Zayn, and then a few appearances here and throughout the night, you know, attacking Sami backstage after the match, getting involved after the main event on Raw against Jey Uso. Definitely seems like Drew's finally picking up some much-needed momentum on the route to the Rumble.
Oh, absolutely. I'm just hoping Drew just keeps kicking everybody's heads off every week. Even if it's just Raw. Like, I'll take these points right now.
He's on your team, isn't he?
Yeah, round three I picked Drew. So, just keep kicking people's heads off. Doesn't he have to win the Rumble? Just keep doing what you're doing, man. I'm happy.
For a round three pick, you know, that's a very, very good start. All things considered. You know, Drew has a history of, you know, in the past, you know, he's been one of the top scorers before having a bit of a null period, but this season he's bouncing back, and it also looks like he's put Sami Zayn out of commission for a while because Sammy's been reported to have been granted time off, which is a major blow to David Campbell's team.
Maybe, but he also has one of the favourites in the Rumble, so it might play out story-wise as well. So I'll give David a bit of respect there.
He could be missing out on some much-needed points, though. I mean, operating with a team member less right at the start of the season, you're going to be trailing for the first half, but obviously Goat was banking on Sammy winning the Royal Rumble, so there is still the possibility of it happening.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
But we'll move on to the leaderboard now. We've got some new approaches to picking team members, but we also have some new names as well. And currently at the bottom of the pack, with an abysmal score of 1 point this week, Stephen Wilson, Wheel of Lower Midcard Drafting. I mean, Ryan, just for a bit of context here, when we did the live selection, Stephen drafted his team using a wheel, you know, in the similar way that Grant used dice to select his team. And I think it's safe to say the wheel's not been very kind to Stephen so far.
I get, right. Grant has his gimmick where he rolls the dice, and I get it, and I like it, and most of us like it, okay? But I don't know why Stephen bothered. He actually would have been easier and spent less time just picking his own team. Like, I don't know why he's done it.
Oh, dear. Well, the proof's in the pudding now. Second to last, so we have... Oh yeah, we have 14 competitors this season, so Stephen's in 14th. 13th place, a returning draftee, Stacey Smith, with Team Bella, on 6 points. Then we have our SDL comrade, Jack Graham, on 7 points. I would do anything to draft, but I won't do that. And then just above him, on tied with 8 points, we have Tom Brock, rode back to the Eredivisie, and someone who wasn't in the live selection, I called this team trash on the kickoff show. But he's scoring 7 more points than Stephen, so I guess just tell me to shut up then. Ross McLeod, Imperium Leather, also on 8 points. Then we go up a bit of a jump, another tie on 13 points. We have Chris Lopez with the Bling Generals and Lee McAteer, our Listeners League Cup runner-up, shall we say? Yep. Yeah. Subscribe on Demand Progress Plus Cheap Plug. Both them on 13 points. Next, a three-way tie between our Listeners League winner, Johnny Adam, Dark Side of the Onion Ring, Grant McRobbie, the People's Champion, Roll to Draft Push 2.0, and last season's winner, the GOAT, David Campbell, with Team GO, all on 14 points.
And then, and last league's winner as well, by the way.
Yeah, I said Listeners League winner.
Yeah. Aye, GOAT as well.
Oh, of course, yeah. Former, I almost forgot he was in the Listeners League as well.
Yeah,
at one point. Oh well, say hi to Andy Mitchell for us. Anyway, firmly in fourth place is myself, with the West End Country Club, 17 points, pretty solid week all round. Firmly in third is yourself, Ryan, just 1 point ahead on 18 with Dancing Naked to Murder on the Dance Floor. And then our top scorers this week, we have Scott McLeod on 20 points, drafting in easy, a former multi-time winner, still in the top half of the table as he usually is. And then, as per mentioned earlier, someone who's had a great week following a horrendous season last season, Gary Kernahan, Team Viscera, with 26 points overall this week. Now, Ryan, do you think, obviously, you know, things can change on a dime here on Saturday Draft Live, and, you know, positions change, people have good weeks, some people have bad weeks. Do you think Gary is in a potential position to lead the table this whole season, or do you think we'll start to see him drop down the card?
It is, as you said, it's very hard to tell after week one. Looking at his team, he does have the star power, but I don't think he's got Becky Lynch as a contender for the Royal Rumble. So you're kind of, obviously, the late game. He's okay, but I think everyone else is more Royal Rumble adjusted teams, and that's where Gary might fall short. But I could be proven wrong. Becky Lynch can't pop a pick like that. Seth Rollins might not drop the title between now and Rumble. And if Christian Cage defends his title a couple more times, he might do not too bad, but I don't see the long game of it. I think it'll work now, but in the last couple of weeks, he might fall off a little.
I mean, let's just reiterate as well, Christian Cage was a round six pick.
Oh, yeah.
So this was Gary's last pick, and he's already racked up 6 points. I think people were on the assumption that he was going to drop the TNT title this week, but if he holds that all the way to the Royal Rumble, I mean, Gary could have an absolute steal with a round six pick here.
The only thing, with heel champions, though, they might not defend very often, which is, I think, Christian's done too much. I could be proven wrong there, but that's the one flaw here, but he's gonna be there. He will be there every week, so.
But yeah, unfortunately, Ryan, it's that time again. I'm going to have to ask you to give us a fresh start on the Listeners League. You know, who's the most popular Listeners League team? And give me a rundown on some of these team names, because, you know, I love a very creative team name.
So if you were to look at the most popular Listeners League team, would go as it stands: Rhea Ripley, Bayley, Drew McIntyre, Orange Cassidy, Golden Jets, and Bryan Danielson. Which I think is interesting, because three of the six can't wrestle in the Royal Rumble. This is the Royal Rumble season. I say this every year. But AEW does not exist in Royal Rumble season, in my eyes anyway. Your obvious most picked, Rhea Ripley, 15 times, and that is out of 33 competitors, so that's just shy of half. Then you get Bayley and Drew McIntyre 8 times, Chelsea Green, Orange Cassidy, Nia Jax, and the Golden Jets 7 times. Then you've got Elisha, Cody Rhodes, LA Knight 6, and so on and so forth. If we're to look at the top five of the week, obviously it's only week one, but you never know. You've got Simon Bell, Adam Bell, the baby.
Yeah.
Points. Sorry, that's a joint fourth with Anthony Fitzpatrick with 4 wins, but they're underrated. The top three, you get Tam McKay and Brian Tamielson on 22 points.
Brilliant.
Then Gary Morris in second, and Drew, do you think you are? On 24 points, and then Mike Nunn, the sports entertainers, on 29 points. Just looking down at these teams here, you've got your classic big meaty men slap meat. I'll always show a point there.
David Jinduin.
Tony Khan is a fucking coke hound.
Oh, JP.
Yep.
Hey, I've just noticed as well, former Contributors League competitor Ryan Gallagher is also in the Listeners League this time round with his team Shaggers.
Sometimes the best team names just need a word.
Oh, for sure.
If Ryan was to think of any word...
I think he's the only one-word team name in this whole Listeners League here.
Yes.
Well, we do have some returning names here. You know, we have Michael Clottier, Revenge of the Titgate. We have Robert Shaw, Monday Night Shaw, Elora May, Only Prims, Stuart Cowie, Titus World Slide, and of course there's our relegated competitor from last season, Andy Mitchell, with the cream rises to the top. He's only on 13 points at the minute.
Let's not forget the newest member of ESSR has joined the Listeners League this season, Matt Smith. I'm here to score points. Unfortunately, he's not scored many points, sitting at 13 points, but it's only week one. Matt Smith made his official debut with the Rhea Ripley feature show earlier this week. A week ago. Go check it out.
It came out this Friday.
Right, got you. Right. other team names, Titus World Slide.
Mm-hmm.
The CM Puppies. I would say for the most part, they've all let me down a little bit. I've not laughed too much.
Yeah. Well, Alan Laurie's stated a fact on his team name, though. Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
It's not a Christmas movie.
Hey, it took me some convincing at first, but at Christmas time, during a Christmas party, Christmas songs are being played, and it is Christmas time of recording. I'd say it is a Christmas movie.
Right, we're segueing here.
Yeah, we're going off topic. Anyway, back to wrestling.
No, David, I'm not shutting the conversation down. I'm just saying,
right.
Because a movie is set at Christmas time, maybe by chance, maybe deliberately, does not make it a Christmas movie. It just happened to be that time of year.
Yeah.
Might be deliberate, but doesn't make it a Christmas movie. And I'll die in that hill. So if someone like David Campbell or Steven, these people that actually are well at their films, and actually want to tell me otherwise, fair play. But I don't think it is.
All right.
That's me.
We're going way off topic here. So anyway, Brian, can you give us an update on the brackets for the Listeners League Cup as well? So currently we've had an initial draw, but we've had winners from the initial rounds have moved on to the next stage based on current scoring. But round one goes up until next week. So can you give us an update on where we're at just now with the brackets?
So as I believe, every bracket will run for 2 weeks. And then the final will run on Royal Rumble night, which I think is a very interesting dynamic. And hopefully some people won't have known this beforehand, because obviously you don't know how many teams are going to join, etc. But that some people might be able to take advantage of that. But as it stands, you've got Mike Angus beating Stuart Cowie 19-12, Tam McKay beating Jonathan Napier 22-14. You get Matt Smith beating Elliot Cantor, who have both competed in the main league before by a point. Anthony Fitzpatrick beating JP, Andy Mitchell beating Adam Callier, Simon Bell losing to Mike Nunn 29-21. You've got Scotty, beating Michael Clothier, Colin Blackburn beating former competitor to the main league Dan Axel Jameson. You've got Ross Henderson is beating Ryan Gallagher 21-15. Martin Best beating Laura May 18-8. Andy Springer beating Chris Forsyth 21-13. You got a tie between Ross McCluckie and Bertie Wanless. Gary Morris beating David Jindawan, if I'm saying that right, I'm sorry. Paddy McBride beating Robert fucking Shaw. You've got John Sly beating Lachlan Hyatt. And you've got the three-way, the group of death almost, Alan Skinner beating both Ross Brady and Alan Laurie 20-19-15 in that order.
Yeah, it's just because we had an odd number this season, the last bracket had to be a triple threat.
I like that though, just somebody that ends up in the group of death. That's what I like. So I'm all for it.
That's a good
mix. Did I say Andy Mitchell? Yeah, he's winning, that's okay.
Yeah, Andy's winning. Well, it's the first time for everything, I suppose.
Very true.
Yeah, right. I think we've got a good kickstart to the season. We had a jam-packed show last week, and obviously this is only the first week of scoring, but I think some folk are off to a flying start. We've got our Listeners League up and running now. Our Listeners League Cup is underway. I think we're in good standing, so let's keep this short and sweet, and we'll see how this folds out over the next few weeks or so, and on the build to Royal Rumble. Remember, it's just a 2 month season this time around.
I will stop you right there, because last week the three of you got to say the team to win it.
That's true.
Dark horse, and I believe the person going down. I was not there last week, so I would like to do that before we close the show. Thank you very much, David Hockney.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Now, I've only decided that just there, so I better look at teams.
Oh dear.
I have to win it. Stacey Smith.
Yeah.
He's had a tricky week. Only Trick Williams and New Day have scored this week, but that's fine. It's only 1 week. Hopefully it's enough. I think she's got enough of Ray Ripley. Although Charlotte Flair's injured, so I've said it too late now, but oh well.
Yeah. Looks like she's suffered any injury now.
Yeah. Dark horse. I'm going to go for, can't say me. I like my team, but I'm not going to say me. Go is a dark horse. Just because
really?
the potential with Sami Zayn and Bayley, I think you can't fault that. And Nick Aldis, Adam Pearce have been on both shows. I think Adam Pearce was on SmackDown last night, if I've been wrong.
No, it was just Aldis.
Oh, was he not? All right, okay. And your last place team is going to be Steven.
The wheel's going to screw him over, isn't it?
Yeah. He's only got himself to blame. So.
I mean, on paper it's okay, but Adam Cole's injured. Darby Allin's training for Everest. And Ivar? Round three? Really?
To be fair, Ivar has been prevalent in both Raw and NXT on and off. So it's not the worst choice. Maybe not round three, but again...
Not round three, were they, for sure.
Steven didn't pick him. The wheel did, so... Around six, yes, but not three.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, that's my position at the table. I will say that I think I am a favourite, not the favourite, but top three.
Yeah, I think based on the Drew McIntyre scoring situation and his booking going forward, I think you could be maybe a top three team like you currently are.
Well, Ilya's defending against Baron Corbin this evening, I believe. Deadline's tonight, isn't it?
That's true, yeah. We've got NXT Deadline. We've got the Iron Survivor Challenge as well. So some picks there could rack up some points depending on how many pinfalls they get.
So that's another upgrade for points. So
Dom Dom's defending against Dragon Lee.
Oh, wait, hold on. I just posted what you said there. Did you say that you were dragging off its points per pinfall?
Oh, that's the Iron Survivor.
All right, that's fine then. No, sorry, never mind. Yeah. I'm quite excited. There's like, oh! but no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good bit. Good chances for some points there on the NXT deadline as well. Like you said, Dragunov's defending the title, Dom Dom's defending his title. You've got Ron Breaker, Dijak, Tyler Bate, a whole bunch of names competing in the Iron Survivor, Tiffany Stratton. Likely the favourite as well to win the women's one. But always a chance to make some new stars along the way.
I'm a survivor. Da, 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 da.
That's plenty. And you know what? That's going to do it for us here on Saturday Draft Live this week. It's the kickoff of a brand new season, season 19. If you want to listen to all of our chat here on Saturday Draft Live, all our analysis and watching our live selection chat, you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, at Suplex Retweet. You know, join our community page. You know, we're posting stuff on Facebook all the time. Get involved in the conversation and we might read out your comments on an episode of ESSR Central. But be sure to also check out the Rhea Ripley feature show, which has come out this week. It was released yesterday at time of recording. So give that a listen. Let us know what you think. We have the return of Sarah Grieve on that show, as well as the debut of Matt Smith. So quite a jam-packed show to listen to on what has been a very successful yet short career in Rhea Ripley. But all that remains for me to say is thank you, Ryan, for joining me today.
Absolute pleasure. And let's not forget there's a special announcement between Grammy Robbie and David Campbell later today on Twitter.
Yeah, so be sure you're following us at Suplex Retweet for that.
That's me.
Anyway, yeah. Thank you, Ryan. We'll see you next time.
See you later.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.